One of the themes, again, in both of y'all's works is there's dramatic tension or storylines that develop when people try to go across social boundaries. For example, in some of your stuff, there was a guy who got called a falso for being into punk rock because, mm-hmm. you know, it's like white boy music. Mm-hmm. In some of your stuff, you had Maggie and Hopi. There was one party they're at on the East Coast, all these fancy art types, you know, and they encounter some racism. So did y'all's own encounters with other people's expectations or desire to pigeonhole or desire to not allow people to go between worlds as like they want to? I mean, was that really something out of y'all's personal experience?
That was more in real life than we've actually explored in the comic book very much. I was always, why do you listen to that music? Why do you, you know, this and that? And why do you only, you know, hang out with white girls? And why, you know, there was a lot of that, you know, and that came from Latinos and sometimes blacks. And they listen to the same music I listen to. They relate that way because when I was growing up, Latinos mostly listened to oldies from the 50s or romantic soul music. And I just wasn't interested in that. I was into hard rock and all that stuff. And all the white hippie chicks were into that too, you know, so I was more, it was just more relating to different things, you know, for me. But there was a lot of that, and, you know, the falso thing, like, hey, you don't even speak Spanish. And you go, well, you don't even speak English. What the hell are you speaking? You know? But, there was just a lot of that, but that happens when you're young. That happens in high school, you know, there's all that, everybody's uptight and just trying to find their place, you know. So, so I put that in my story, but I pretty much, I don't know, it's nothing I really think about anymore because I don't have to deal with it.
The party scene you were talking about with mine was, I was just, I was really addressing the thing of it's cool to be Mexican right now, the fashion, the something, this is with high fashion people, you know, Mexican, oh, that's so old, you know. Let's try Cuban. Oh yeah, the Cuban culture. That's the coolest. So when the guys are walking by going, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Mexican, I didn't make it clear whether they were being positive or not. You know, Maggie took it as a big insult. Hopi was kind of like, well, maybe in their stupid artsy fartsy way, they were actually giving you a compliment, you know. And so that's why that scene came about.
Did y'all's experience with the weird bumping up of the comics world and the high art, the visual art world, like with Raw Magazine and all that scene out of New York in the late 80s, early 90s, was really intense. I mean, was that a fun thing for y'all? Were there some challenges with that?
The only challenge was that they resented anything that wasn't that. You know, the New York art scene, you know, it's very snooty, so they didn't like that we were this, you know, bitchy little punk California comic, you know, because nothing from Southern California is supposed to be any good. That's how your people are trained across the U.S., especially in New York. It's not supposed to be anything of worthy. I mean, they'll get a few bites here, the Beach Boys, you know, certain filmmakers and this and that. But other than that, it's like, nope, can't be any good. Sorry, it's California. So when La Maracas came out and we put everything Southern Californian in it that we could muster, it got some attention, and the art snobs just thought, well, it's just, you know, sort of one of those, it's just sort of an underground-y comic, but it's really not important. Well, 34 years later, they're still trying to squelch it. It's not going to happen.